In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, my beloved brethren, brothers and sisters, today the Church is celebrating the circumcision of the Lord, of Jesus Christ. It was 8 days, and the 8 days the commandment was given to Abraham that every man and every young child of a male has to be circumcised at the 8th day. And our Lord Jesus Christ went through that, and of course, why did he go? Because, well, he was the one that gave the rule or the law about circumcision, and he had to fulfill the law on himself too. And after that, the Christians, they were not obliged anymore to perform this circumcision. The Lord has freed us from this. We have to circumcise our heart. We have to really cut out all those things that are not pleasing our Lord in our heart. We have to cut it out and get rid of it. Today, the sorrows had befallen, of course, the little baby Jesus. It is a painful procedure, and he had to cry. And so, of course, his mother, when knowing that she is bringing the child to be circumcised, she had to go through sorrow, and she probably cried also for him. But this is a lot that the Lord is trying to show us what this life is all about. This life is not a life where we should be rejoicing in the temporary things, that we should not be allowing ourselves to go on the wide road where there is no sorrows, no pains, no problems. We should be staying on the narrow, thorny road, the road where we are persecuted, where people are attacking us, or the demons are attacking us, where we have to go through struggles and conquer temptations and conquering passions and all kinds of things that are befalling us, so that we become stronger and stronger. This is the narrow road that leads to the kingdom of heaven, so that we will learn not to judge anybody. And you know, if you and I will stop judging, then we are not going to be irritated. Irritation will be gone from us. Irritation comes the minute we judge somebody. So if we stop judging everybody, then we will be freed from the irritations and angers. And this is the way to the kingdom of heaven. Let everything befall us that is unpleasant to the old man. Let everything that is turned against the old man, let us endure that, because that helps us to be free from the old man and to become a new one in Christ, and to take up a Christ upon ourselves, and have the Lord being with us and giving us then his grace through which we will be saved. And we need the love. We need to love the Lord, because without loving the Lord, we don't have any will to pray. We don't want to pray. And it becomes only a chore. But if we love the Lord, we want to be praying to him all the time. We will be saying with St. John of Kronstadt, that says, I don't understand how people can be for an hour and a half without a prayer. He said, what am I talking about hour and a half, a minute and a half without prayer? Because the love was in his heart for the Lord, and he couldn't bear to not to be conversing with the Lord and not to feel his presence. He could not bear to be separated from the Lord, and this is what all the saints did. Of course, we have today's celebration of St. Basil the Great, and St. Basil was from childhood, just like many saints, totally turned his heart to the Lord, and was a great faster, and finally he's become, when he became a hierarch, he was doing, even before that, he was doing miracles. He was fulfilling those things which the Lord said when he sent the apostles to go and preach to the world. And not only just to preach, but to do then of the things that even he had done, and even more so, to heal the sick, to resurrect the dead, and to do all kinds of miracles. And you know that all the saints, they all have been miracle makers through the grace of God, because first of all, though, they had reached the depth of humility, which they all acknowledged that they were greatest sinners that the Lord came to save, and then they pleaded with the Lord to give them the grace so that they'll be able to be freed from the sins and the passions and all those things that are not pleasing to the Lord, because they truly wanted to only to please the Lord. And they knew that to please the Lord means to, of course, to love him and then to fulfill his commandments and to love the neighbors. And they could not dare to judge anybody, and when they found somebody that's in a sin, living in sin, and in a terrible passion has engulfed somebody, they would pray their heart out as if it was their own sins, and they're in the trouble to the passions to free those people. This is the kind of spirit that the saints had. The saints didn't judge anybody, and when they had to chastise somebody, they had to do it, they did it always with love, but never with the anger that sometimes we show when somebody crosses our will or does something wrong, and we can't stand it, we get mad, and we can give a punishment of being mad. Well, that's not the way the saints have done, because they remember the teachings of the Lord. Then the instructions of the church is even for those who are elders to then when they have to reprimand somebody, they have to do it with meekness and with gentleness and mainly with love, because the person and that is being instructed in trying to correct somebody, he has to do it with love. Then that will work. There's no way that even the child, when he sees the parents' anger, when he sees the parents started to give them a beating for something that they may have done, and they see in their hearts the anger, that will not work to correct them. It might put them fear into them where they'll be afraid, but love will not develop. And eventually they will rebel against parents like that, and they will learn to be angry too all the time with those who are those who are below them, and as far as age and so on. These all bad things that are being taught today. Get rid of the angers, get rid of the irritations. What am I saying, get rid of? Let's get rid of all those things that is not pleasing to God, and let's just with all our hearts cry out to the Lord that he would give us the faith, and through the faith the love that is needed to be able to comply with all those things, the laws that he had made, the beatitudes and all the commandments to fulfill, and to have the love for him that we don't want to be going away from him, and we want to always be in his sight, we want also to feel that he is with us. And this will happen when we humble ourselves. But the Lord resists the proud, and he gives the humble, he gives his grace, through which we will feel his love, and our love will grow more and more to each other. And instead of being suffering just for the sake of, because we're miserable, we'll be suffering for the sake of the other people will co-suffer with other people, and we will rejoice with other people who are rejoicing. And our suffering, co-suffering, will be always linked to prayer, to real heartfelt prayer, that we would pray for either the health or and salvation, mainly, of course, the salvation of the person when we see somebody being on the wrong track. May St. Basil, who had been a great, one of the greatest teachers in the church about the Holy Trinity, explaining to the church what our God is, that God is one God in three faces, and God the Father, God the Son that comes from the Father, and the Holy Spirit that flows from the Father. He is one God that we revere, and he had made his heart, St. Basil made his heart a lodging for the Holy Trinity, for the God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and through the power of which he was able to give beautiful sermons and instructions and teachings, and had helped to get rid of so many heresies in his time, and that were prevailing. We should try to get a hold of his writings and try to read them, and not just once, but also to periodically to reread them, because his instructions on the spiritual life and the understanding about the church is so beneficial for our souls. And we have to remember that the saints, when they have preached or where they have written something, they have not written it for their vainglory. They have written it for the benefit of the growth of the souls of the people, to bring them closer to the Lord, so that they will learn to love and to be able to then be saved. For we cannot be saved without having the love in our heart. And this you have to understand. We have to have love. And first of all, of course, we have to have the love for truth. And the truth is the Lord and his teachings and teachings of the church. Amen.